Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we kicked off our series. We're walking through the letter of James. And I want to read to us from James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. James says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Now, it's a very famous verse when he says, right, "Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you face trials of various kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness." Some translations say endurance. The word means to persevere, right, to be patient, to be steadfast or unwavering in your purpose. And that's why James says, right, consider it all joy. Because obviously when you first hear that, you think, why in the world would I count it all joy when I'm being tested or when I'm under trial? When I'm suffering, that doesn't seem a time to be able to count it all joy. Or if I'm being tested and this is hard and it's difficult, how can I consider that all joy? And James says you have to look through the trial, through the testing, and recognize that God is doing something in your life, that he is testing your faith. He's growing your faith. Through that testing, your faith is actually growing. You're learning to endure and to persevere and to trust God more. Just to use a running illustration, since I was a runner, and the language here, right, this idea of endurance or steadfastness. So when I think back to running and training, one of the things that I remember very vividly is that it's just painful. Honestly, like I played a lot of different sports, and running was the most painful of the sports. The training for running, if you run hundreds and hundreds of times, you'll find that if it's anything like my experience, very few of those times do you go out for a run and you just go, "I feel amazing. Like, this is just awesome." Where on the flip side, many times you go out and you're like, "Why do I do this? This is really painful. I'm having to endure through this." But what happens is that over time, the more you run and the more you endure and the more you're tested physically and mentally, you find that you're growing in physical and mental endurance. And that what once was, it was difficult for you to go out and run 3 or 4 miles. One day you wake up and you're like, I can go out and run 10 miles. And I actually feel better at mile 8 or 9 than I did even at mile 1 or 2. It's this thing happens where through the testing, through the endurance, you are finding that I am growing in my capacity. I'm growing in physical strength or mental strength. And obviously there's a million different illustrations for this, but the Apostle James, or James here, the brother of Jesus, says it works that way with our faith, that our faith in the Lord, as it is tested, as we are under trial, God is refining us, he is growing us, and one of the things he's growing in us is steadfastness, the ability to endure. And when we let that endurance have its full effect, when we don't just say, "God, get me out of this as fast as possible," or "Wait, get me back to what's comfortable," but we say, "Lord, help me to trust you in the midst of this," he says the full effect is that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And the point there is not that we become so mature that we're independent, where we're so strong. And I think I used to think this way, that, you know, our faith will grow so much that we'll just be so strong in and of ourselves. We have to remember, who is our faith in? Our faith is not in ourselves. Our faith is in the Lord. It's our trust in the Lord, our faith in Christ and in his strength that's being perfected. And so when we're complete and lacking in nothing, it's, man, we are learning how to be fully dependent on the Lord and to trust him in the middle and in the midst of trial, temptation, and testing. And so I'm gonna pray for us, and I want to encourage you to take a minute to pray and just reflect on, Lord, when I am going through a moment, a season of testing or trial, am I using that as an opportunity and seeing it as an opportunity? Lord, you are growing me through this. Am I counting it all joy? because I know that God is producing steadfastness in me through this, and steadfastness will have these incredible results? Or am I running from that, going, just get me back to what's comfortable? Maybe today's an opportunity to say, Father, forgive me and help me to remain steadfast under trial and to count it all joy. Let me pray for us. Father, God, I pray for that for myself personally. It's easy, Lord, sometimes to just say, I just want to get back to what's comfortable. Help me to count it all joy. God, help those listening right now to count it all joy, understanding we're not always going to be just happy in the midst of trial, but to count it all joy in the sense that we recognize that through trial, our faith is being tested and refined. And God, you are producing in us steadfastness and endurance. And Lord, that has all sorts of wonderful results in our life and in our faith. And so God, help us to count it all joy. Help us to be steadfast and to grow in steadfastness. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and to pray.